degrees and cloudy in Nashville. We've got about a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Following a Nashville judge's decision to dismiss criminal charges against Kilmer Abrego Garcia, he is now asking for protection against deportation to a country where he has no relationship. The Trump administration wrongly deported the man to El Salvador despite judicial protection. They were forced to bring him back and promptly charged him with human smuggling charges based on a years-old traffic stop in Tennessee. But last week, a federal judge dismissed the charges, calling them selective and vindictive. The Tennessee Lookout reports Abrego Garcia is now asking a Maryland judge to bar immigration officials from deporting him anywhere other than Costa Rica. That nation has agreed to give him refugee status. The U.S. government has been trying to instead deport him to the African country of Liberia, where he has no connection. His attorneys say that's an attempt to punish him after his successful legal challenges. Nashville's redevelopment of the city's East Bank has been years in the making. While the area is still largely a sea of concrete, WPLN Cynthia Abrams reports things are starting to get off the ground.
Hundreds gathered this week in a large, empty parking lot. Outfitted with shovels and confetti, city and project leaders celebrated the groundbreaking of the first residential building on the East Bank. That included developer Michael Fallon.
This is when the project stops becoming something that's on paper and starts becoming something that we're doing.
But this isn't all the city's newest neighborhood has had to toast to recently. Last month, TPAC released design plans for its new facility on the East Bank. Oracle looks ready to start building a new pedestrian bridge this summer, connecting its East Bank campus to Germantown. And last week, the NFL announced the new Nissan Stadium, a controversial taxpayer-subsidized facility, would host the 2030 Super Bowl. Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell said the stadium was intrinsically linked to the new neighborhood.
By 2030, this place will look a lot different than it does today. Not everything along the central waterfront will be finished, but there will be some important new neighbors to the stadium.
An open-to-the-public kickoff party for the residential building will be held on the East Bank this Saturday. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Go find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.